growing up in Claremore, Will Rogers certainly had a meaning to you. And
The Life Ranch and the Doggone Ranch, which was Will Rogers' dad's ranch, they're probably 10 miles apart, something like that. So Will Rogers is actually a second cousin of mine. My Uncle Clint, who was killed on a horse fell on him, herding cattle, Will Rogers rode back to the Life Ranch to tell my grandparents about it. And of course, they had to go by buggy. He was deceased when they got there. But that was Will Rogers, and of course, I never knew him. And my dad used to tell us that we were related, but I don't think my dad knew that we were second cousins.
To your second cousin of Will Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then I understand they did the genealogy of you, and he's actually second cousin twice removed.
I really don't know about that. I don't keep up with it, and it doesn't matter. He was killed in 1935, you know, in the plane crash with Ian Welland Post in Point Barrow, Alaska. So, you know, I was so young at 35, you know, I didn't really keep up with anything to do with Will Rogers or much of anything else.
How did you keep things cold in your house? Did you have ice boxes, we call them? Or?
Oh, you mean, yeah. Well, yes, I need to tell you about that. Early on, we had ice boxes, and you had to have a tray in there to catch the water because when the ice melts, you have to take and dump the water. But yeah, it worked okay, but not efficient. It was just got you by. And you couldn't keep things like you do now. You had to use it up pretty fast.
Well, how did you get your ice?
Ice van. They used to have carts on that was about yay big, and it had 25, 50, 75, and 100. So you put whatever you wanted at the top like this, and you stuck it in your window, and the ice man comes by, and he'll just bring you, he had ice tongs, you pick it up like this. They were kind of big blocks of 100 pounds. I mean, you probably never seen it, but, and they had a seam like this, so they could... And they could keep it 25, 50, 75, or the whole thing for 100. But most households use 25 or 50 pounds. And they bring it in, set it in your ice box for you. They usually opened at the top and set the ice in like that. Mm-hmm. And then you had to have the pan underneath to catch the water as it melted. And then you have to be sure and dump it or just run over the floor.
Did you run out to the ice man's truck and hope to get pieces of ice?
Yeah. See that finger right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You're showing me your finger, and it's curved. What happened?
It's all twisted and turned. And it was put, this finger right here, I jumped up on, and it, of course, here's the truck, and had, for the ice man to get up in the truck. In the truck, he had a foot stool about this, but it hung off some of the back of the truck. But it wasn't locked on real tight. And so I jumped up there, and my finger got between the braces and the truck, pulled it out, and it was hanging like this, and the bone was just sticking out. And my dad had to come home from the grocery store to take me to the doctor's. And he said, that's got to come off. And Dad said, well, why can't you just put it back on there and see if it'll work? And they put all kind of medicine on it and put some kind of little rubber cover at that time on it, and sure enough, it's a stub, sort of, but it works.
Yes.
Pretty bad. That's what they did in those old days. They, you know, salt and soda and turpentine and...
Turpentine?
Wrap it up, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You talk about ice, so then when a refrigerator came to your house, that had to be a big deal then, right?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful.
Let's talk about your education then. You went to grade school in Claremore.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the school and the...
Well, it was the best I remember. It seemed like the school, the grade school was Hiawatha. That was the name of it. And then they had a Claremont for junior high. And then, of course, high school. It was just plain old Claremore High School.
Mm-hmm. You know, I recently interviewed Jerome Riley. Jerome Riley is a black man, and he talked about the segregation in Claremore. your school then that attended would have been all white. Is that true?
All white. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, John, and at that time in Claremore, we called it across the tracks, and they had their own school and had a little store over there. And it wasn't a huge command, but there was, what, 200 or 300 maybe? I'm not sure. But no, we were totally segregated. They didn't come to our school. We used to go up when they would rent the American Legion hut there in Claremore. And of course, they're excellent dancers. And so we'd go up, and of course, they'd usually have the windows open because they were just working like crazy, dancing so good and hard. So we'd go up there and walk, look through the windows, and walk. They were so good. They were blacks, all blacks. And when we had our school dances or things like that, we were totally segregated.
And then you weren't there when they were integrated, were you?
No, I was already gone.
Came later. In high school, what kind of experience was that? Were you involved in functions and sports or anything?
Well, I just weighed about 113 pounds, so I wasn't. We didn't have wrestling. And of course, too short for basketball, too small for football, and I wasn't any good in baseball. But I did work at JCPenney's after school. Started out at 18 and a half cents an hour. And that doesn't sound like much, but at that time you could buy a hamburger and a Coke for 15 cents. So I always had some change in my pocket from working at Penny's. That was kind of neat, too. And the sports, I went to the games. I went to all the basketball games, football games, but I didn't participate. I was kind of small.
Did that bother you that you were small?
At the time, I didn't really think it was a problem, but later, to dating girls and all, it was a problem because the girls were all taller than me for the most part.
What about your parents and siblings? Were they the same height or what?
My sister was a little bit shorter than me. My brother was about 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches taller than me. Mom was probably 5 foot. My dad was probably 5'6", 7" maybe.
So.
And I didn't have much height on my family.
So would girls turn you down because you were shorter than them?
Well, for the dances and stuff. And besides, they liked the handsome guys that were playing football, basketball, baseball. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could date, but I mean, my selection wasn't probably as good as the handsome football player.